Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The scripture says in Micah, he delights in showing mercy. Yes. It's his thing.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God's thing is blessing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And in his great foreknowledge and wisdom and understanding, he looked from the beginning through the end of time and the earth and everything happening here, and he saw the kind of people that would let him bless him. And the kind that would harden themselves and not. And the ones that would receive him, he picked.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
He selected. Even us.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to read that again real slow now. That he might make known the riches of his glory. Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
No, you don't. I don't either. We've only got a little bitty idea what that means. But I tell you what it's going to be like. You and I are so blessed. I said, we're so blessed. Would you have thought a year ago that you'd have a fine church and a church family? No, no, no. And that's God's just starting. He's just starting. Throughout our life, he's going to bless and increase and promote and bless and increase and promote and bless and increase and promote. And then we're going to look up and the trumpet's going to sound. And then we're going to get into some serious promotion and glory. And 1,000 years afterward, you and I will be in glory with God going, whoo, oh, God, glory. And he'll say, look at this, look at this. And he's going to reveal some of more of his glory. And all of us will go, ooh, ah, wow. And after another couple of centuries, he'll say, you like that? We'll go, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. He'll say, look at this, look at this. And he'll unfold something else. And we'll all go, oh, happen for eternity. He's never gonna peak. There will be no reruns. We'll think it can't be any better than this, and he'll say, ha, look at this, look at this, and he'll unfold. We'll go, ooh, ah, wow. You might as well practice it right now. It's what you're going to be doing for the rest of your existence. Ooh, ah, wow. And it's not because you were intrinsically superior. It's not because of your innate superior intellect or amazing personality or good looks or any of such things. It's because your God, before you ever drew a breath, picked you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Picked you. Selected you. Chose you. There is no greater honor in all time and eternity than to be chosen of God. Mm-mm-mm. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Whoo, glory. I don't know if I can go on or not. I'm happy just to stay right there and just think about that. Just the rest of the day, go, he picked me. God chose me. Chosen. Chosen of God. Destined unto glory. Amen?
Amen.
destined to be the recipient of the revelation of the riches of His glory throughout eternity with no end. Doesn't get any better than that. Glory. Listen to 1 Peter 2. You know it, but let me just read a couple of these to you. 1 Peter 2:9. You know it. We sing about it. You are a chosen generation. A royal priesthood. A holy nation. You know, that'll help you understand holy. Holy means select. Why is the tithe holy to the Lord? Because He selected that portion. He put His finger on it. He said, 10%'s mine. That's mine. So it's holy. Amen. He said, you come over here and serve me in this capacity. That makes that thing holy. You know, when we first got in this facility, first thing the Lord told me about it, He said, this place is mine. He said, you sanctify it to me. That means it's mine. Only what I say happens, happens in here. Amen. We've had all kind of folk want to use it. I don't tell you, but just about every week for a while we had somebody wanting to use it for different things. Not all of them were bad necessarily, but unless the Lord says, nothing happens in here except what He says. It's His place. Amen. Every seat is His. Every fiber of carpet is His. Every piece of metal, every screw is His. The piano is His. The drums are His. Sound system and the lights, every bulb is His. Amen. Amen. And would you agree with me that the people in the seats are His? His people.
Thank you, Lord.
Holy people. Select. Chosen. Amen. Of God. One thing you need to understand now, have you read the scriptures in the Old Testament where the Lord said, I am a jealous God? Yeah. Have you read that? In the King James, it's capital J for jealous. And there's nothing perverted or wrong in that. He has a right to be. Yeah. We are His. We belong to Him. Multiple reasons over. He made us. He created us. He gives us our next breath. But even after we sold ourselves through sin, He bought back His own creation. Amen. With the blood of the Lamb. He owns us by creation. He owns us by purchase. He owns us by right of giving us our next breath. And He still turns around and gives us the keys and says, serve me if you want to. Amen. If you don't, don't. That's one reason I love Him so much.
Yeah.
He's not a manipulator. Yeah. He doesn't want you serving Him unless you want to.
Amen.
Oh, but I want to.
Yeah.
I said, I want to.
Yeah.
He didn't have to talk me into praying. I want to pray. He didn't have to talk me into preaching. I want to preach. He didn't have to talk me into giving. I want to give. I want to give more. I want to give 100 times more. I want to give 1,000 times more than I'm giving. Do you? See, people whose hearts are right, they don't fuss about, do we have to tithe under the new covenant? No, you don't have to. You don't have to go to church. You don't have to pray. The Lord doesn't just want you to do these things. He wants you to want to. You need to be that way too. No, so well, I want my wife to respect me and honor me. And she says, well, I want you to love me. No, you don't. Yes, I do. The Bible says He's supposed to love me like Christ loved the church. And I want you to spend the time with me and treat me like you're supposed to. No, you don't. What do you want? You want them to want to. That cannot be manipulated. And no amount of nagging or pulling or coercing will ever bring it to pass. As a pastor, as a minister, I don't want grudge money in this church. People have heard me all the time. You don't want to give? Don't. Don't. Keep it. You're going to need it.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God is so good. Thank you, Lord. You're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Now, the King James peculiar, you know, that's a little iffy. Some people just grab that. That's the only thing they saw in the New Testament, thought, hey, I'm supposed to be weird. And no. It has the meaning, you know what many of it has the meaning of rare treasure. Rare treasure. The devil's such a liar. He comes and tells people, you know, you're wasting the air. Your family'd be better off if you were gone. You're just dead weight. You're just, don't raise your hand, but how many know what I'm talking about? The devil says stuff like that. He tries to convince people, you're just a burden to your family. You're just a burden to the church. You're not doing anything. You're not bearing any fruit. You're not helping anybody. You're wasting the air. Quit breathing. Next time anything that resembles that kind of stuff comes to your thinking, you stop it just like that. You say, how come then, why did the Lord pay so much for me if I'm so worthless? Why is it that silver and gold, no amount of billions of dollars or silver and gold could buy one soul? But Jesus paid all of his precious blood and bought me. God's not foolish. He doesn't pay billions of dollars for a $5 item. If he paid it for you, guess what? You must be worth it. You're worth it to him. I said, you're worth it to him. You are the apple of his eye. Well, I'm just an accident. My parents weren't expecting me, and I don't think I'm even supposed to be. Oh, forget it. They didn't create your spirit. There's just a lot they don't know. But you didn't show up and God go, uh-oh, what am I going to do with them? I'll figure somewhere to put them. No, uh-uh. He knew. Before you ever conceived, he knew every fiber and every joint and every muscle and every part of your spirit. And he predestined you. He selected you. And he's preserved you.
Amen.
You and I got such a future ahead of us, friend. We're going to rule and reign with him. Oh, the things we're going to see. And the things we're going to do. And the things we're going to be a part of. How glorious. How glorious. How glorious. Everybody said out loud again, he picked me. He chose me. Oh, hallelujah. He chose me. He chose me.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. 9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Thank you.